morning. This is the Finger Lakes Agriculture Report. I'm Judy Wright with Cornell Cooperative Extension, your local connection to Cornell University. What do New York Agricultural Land Trust, Salt City Harvest Farm, and the Farmers Land Trust have in common? They're partnering to conduct a five-part online workshop series designed for landowners, land seekers, and technical assistance providers to explore pathways for farmland access, tenure, and succession planning. These three diverse organizations will offer perspectives on various topics via Zoom on Wednesdays beginning November 12th and ending December 17th, all beginning at 6:30 p.m. The New York Agricultural Land Trust is a community-supported, not-for-profit organization dedicated to conserving important working agricultural and forest lands for future generations. Salt City Harvest Farm is a community and incubator farm serving Syracuse's Northside community. The Farmers Land Trust is a national 501c3 organization working with farmers, ranchers, and stewards practicing community-supported agriculture, biodynamic farming, or organic farming methods. Topics covered during the free 5-week series will include an introduction to the Farmland Commons model, where participants will learn about a new collaborative approach to farming. Next is an opportunity to look at common land access issues and explore best practices for beginning farmers and existing landowners to work together. Then, land succession planning will explore different options for landowners. Join other new or beginning farmers and landowners for an open discussion of possible solutions to current land access issues and land succession issues. The workshop series concludes with all participants invited to discuss their action items and breakthrough moments, as well as brainstorm opportunities to assist newer beginning farmers and landowners. Registration is required and can be found at nyalt.org/land access. This has been the Finger Lakes Agriculture Report. I'm Judy Wright with Cornell Cooperative Extension, and on behalf of this radio station and the Cornell Cooperative Extension System, I hope you've learned a little bit more about what's happening in agriculture in the Finger Lakes.